is LA with Kids. Welcome back to LA with Kids, the podcast about what to do and where to go with your kids in Los Angeles. This is podcast number 106 for November 15th, 2012. In this episode, we will share with you information about the LA County Library System, let you know about our great math website for kids and parents, and describe our new mailing list that you can sign up for right now at lawithkids.com. LA with Kids is the website for kid-related activities, schools, camps, and more for Los Angeles families. A special thanks to Mark Leonard for providing the introduction and closing music for LA with Kids. I am Sabrina Weisler, the host of LA with Kids, and I am also a mother of 7-year-old twins named Madison and Logan. My children are one of the key elements of LA with Kids. We find out a lot about the places we go to simply from their reactions. This episode's focus on an alternative to the LA Public Library is based upon their quest for finding many literary resources in LA. In addition to LAwithKids.com, the Teachtopia Education Network produces an excellent resource for school-age children called JapanMath.com. The site is packed with online flashcards, printable flashcards, and printable timed math tests. You can start using this site as early as kindergarten with the most basic facts. This website is also a challenge for older kids with division facts, missing parts, and more. I know as a parent it can be daunting walking into a bookstore or library and trying to find good books that fit your child's interest and reading level. Please check out childrensbookradio.com where you can find grade level reading lists for your kids and even interviews with many well-known authors. If you have missed any of the episodes of this podcast about Los Angeles and the surrounding areas, please feel free to download past shows through our website at lawithkids.com. If you own a local business, provide birthday party entertainment, or have any other business or service that caters to LA families, please contact us for advertising opportunities. Go to lawithkids.com and then use our contact page. LA with Kids has a terrific directory for listings of hiking trails, amusement parks, martial arts classes, clothing stores, and more. Each week, thousands of parents go to LA with Kids to see our section on free museum days in LA, as well as our event calendar. Did you know that you can have the best events delivered straight to your inbox? We focus on family-friendly and affordable events each weekend. Go to lawithkids.com and join our list right now. The focus of this podcast is the county library system. About 2 months ago, we were introduced to the system when we went to the Agoura Hills branch for their weekly used book sale. The sale is every Saturday, and they have a huge collection of books. It's so large that it's hard to even describe. They get a lot of huge donations, and the Friends of the Library also arranges for pickups, which makes them unique. After picking out a few books, we headed upstairs to browse and relax for a while. The library is modern, has beautiful mountain views with tons of comfortable seating next to the windows, and a very impressive collection. My kids immediately dived into the turning paperback racks and each found about 15 books that they wanted to check out. You don't need to be a resident of LA County to get a library card, just a resident of California. One major difference with the LA City Library System is that you can check out 50 books at once at the county libraries. The LA libraries, the limit is 30. Another difference is that children's paperback books are all categorized on the digital catalog, which means you can find them at another branch, put them on hold, and then they'll be brought to the branch that you choose. This is a big deal in my house because the LA City Library does not categorize most of the paperback books that my kids love, including Geronimo Stilton, Goosebumps, A to Z Mysteries, and Bailey School Kids. So before we figured out about going to the county library system, we had been driving around to LA City branches all over the place trying to find the books they hadn't read yet. Now we can just go on the library catalog system at home, order all the books they want to read, and then go pick them up when they're ready. The Agoura branch has lots of fun activities for families, including stargazing at 6:30 p.m. on November 20th. This branch wrote a grant to bring more astronomy programming to the community, and these events are very popular and well-received. If you have any budding space enthusiasts in your house, you should really come and check this event out. Another great feature of this huge branch are the private rooms that you can reserve to hold study groups or book club meetings. There are also a ton of magazines to choose from and lots of computers with internet access. Once we had checked out the Agoura branch, we hopped online to see what other branches we wanted to see. Our next stop was the Topanga branch, which was recently remodeled. There are beautiful sculptures crafted by local Topanga artists inside and outside this branch, which complement this modern and airy space perfectly. The library is immaculate with great lighting and different seating areas. The bathroom situation is not the best. The library employee has to press a button which makes a buzzing sound and releases the lock on the bathroom door. The embarrassing part for both the patron and for the library employees is having to ask to have this interaction each time you want to go to the bathroom. When I had to do this, the buzzer didn't work well, which meant having to walk across the library, interrupt the library worker's conversation with another person, and ask her to try again. It's an inconvenience, and I am not sure why they couldn't just have a key for people to use and bring back, or open bathrooms with a very obvious surveillance system outside the bathroom entrance. The Topanga Library has a great selection of picture books that come with an audio CD to read along with, and a huge collection of children's DVDs as well. The last library that we have checked out in the county system is the Malibu Library, which is connected to the Malibu Courthouse. It is laid out as one big room with ample seating and great visibility. A great feature here was the new books collection. The children's librarian has taken the time to gather a variety of books that are all brand new to the library and put them in an attractive display. I quickly gathered up a step-by-step drawing book, two comic books, a new book by the author of the Judy Moody series, and two adorable picture books. It's obvious to me that the county library system really takes pride in keeping their books in beautiful condition and regularly replaces books that get worn out or in disrepair. I have no problem with the book getting lots of use, but there have been several times in the LA system where we have gotten books with pages torn, stained, or falling out. Another positive feature of this system is the great parking. I find that in the branches I go to most often in the LA City system, the parking is cramped and I am lucky to find even one space available. The parking for the Agoura Library is huge, and the others were smaller but also ample. To be fair, we visited all three branches on Saturdays, so I don't know what a typical weekday after school would look like, but even so, I was impressed with what I saw. The West Hollywood branch is our next stop, as we have heard wonderful things and it was recently remodeled. There are over 80 branches in the county library system, stretching from Castaic to Hawthorne to Norwalk. We also plan to check out one of the bookmobiles they operate for nostalgic sake. That's a wrap for this 106th episode for Ellie with Kids, and check back soon for another podcast. Please visit elliewithkids.com to get the latest free activities, event calendar, camp guide, and reviews of popular LA destinations. We also have short videos of many of our visits around LA and photo galleries, including pictures of some of the LA County libraries featured in our podcast. This is Sabrina Weisthorn from all of us here at LA with Kids. Bye for now!